Thank you.
Can you worship the Lord with a hand?
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Can I say something?
Yes, sir. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Dear Lord, we thank you for this day, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, for the goodness that you have poured out on us today. We thank you, Lord, that you let us know each and every day that you're alive and that we're alive. We're alive in you, Father. We thank you, Lord, that in your presence there is no sin. There is no past. In your presence, Father, and in your Son's presence, we have grace. We've been wiped clean. There is no past. There is no problems. There is nothing, Lord, that when we stand in your presence, we stand in your grace, and you love us as your own children. You bring us up. You teach us. You change us, Lord. So change us today, oh God. Change me, Lord, because I love you, and without you, life isn't worth living, Lord. Let me be a voice in this hour, Lord God. Raise us up for this hour, because time is short, and we need you, and we need you to lead and guide us in what we need to do in this hour to be the church that you've called us to be, Lord. We thank you for everything that you do for us, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Can you say amen to that? Amen. Hallelujah. Wow. Awesome presence of God in the house. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, my gosh. Yes, 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 Brother Charlie. Come on down, brother. Tell us what's on your heart. I don't know if it's on. That's all right.
But the Lord's saying that he's bringing us out of a wilderness. And he told me this frame is what he said, building a big castle.
Okay. All right. All right. Thank you. Okay. Tell us again.
He's bringing us out of the wilderness. And he's been building us a castle. And he's bringing us in that situation.
Amen. 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 Okay. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Awesome presence of God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, just real quick, let me remind all of us, the ladies, this coming Saturday morning, our brunch, I think it'll be at, 10 o'clock? I think that's normally when we have it, or when y'all have it. And so Sister Amber will be here and ready to go. So if you can join us, I just want to encourage you to come be a part of that. Bring something and some food, and I know y'all will have a wonderful time, as you always do. And then this coming Wednesday night, we'll be gathering again for Bible study. It's going to be a wonderful time there. Amen. Amen. All right, well, let's just get in to see what the Lord has for us today. I also want to welcome all of you here today. And I know still lingering from July 4th, the weekend, going into the weekend. So, but you're here today. And so we just welcome those that will be watching online. And even at a later time, we welcome you. And I just pray today that this word will somehow speak to your spirit today. Well, I want to continue again this morning with our theme from last week's message, when we talked about how it pays to know the sound. We took our text from Psalm 89 and 15, and we're going to read that again. Let's look at that. Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. And we gave four examples of joyful sounds that were found in the scripture that affect our lives. The sound of victory, the sound of the abundance of rain, the noise of many waters, and the sound of the trumpet. So we're going to look at another one here in just a moment. But over in Galatians, we find where the Apostle Paul tells us that if we live in the Spirit, he says, let us walk in the Spirit, meaning the Spirit of Almighty God. So what's going to happen? Guess what's going to happen when we do that? We are going to be influenced then by the Holy Spirit. When you walk in His Spirit, when you're led by His Spirit, guess what? When you walk in obedience to His Spirit, you're going to be influenced by it. By living and walking then in the Holy Spirit, we come to know when He speaks to us. And we know there are blessings to us in being obedient to His Word. How many know there's blessings to be obedient in being obedient to His Word? That means good fruit will be manifested in our lives. You can't help but talk right. Amen. And act right. Living under the influence of God's blessings will affect us. We become living testimonies of His miracles. Staying under the influence of His Word, guess what? Will affect us. We see how it's affected Brother Tony in a good way. He's been in that Word and it's influenced him. We'll have the Word on our lips then to speak what needs to be spoken at certain times. So as true believers in Christ, under the influence, we have then available to us various powers, or we could call them weapons if we'll use them. And living and then staying under the influence, we find there is the power of the blood of Jesus. There's power in the mighty name of Jesus. How many know that? There's power in the Word of God. There's power in praise. And we know certainly there's power in the worship to our God. All of these can work for our benefit if we will just use them. Today, this morning, I want to talk to you about another particular power available to us. And it's called the sound of the shout. The sound of the shout. And guess what? It only works under the influence. Meaning if you believe it, it will work. Could you say that with me? If you believe it, it will work. Let's look at Joshua chapter 6. Very familiar story. Joshua chapter 6. And we find leading up to this chapter, the children of Israel have finished wandering in the desert. For some 40 years, Moses has died now, and Joshua is the new leader. And Joshua has led them over the Jordan into the promised land, of which the Bible describes as that land of milk and honey. And they have God's promise that He will be with them. And as they now are standing there before the first set of enemies that they will encounter, who live in the city of Jericho. So let's begin with verse 1 of chapter 6. Now Jericho was straitly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. And the Lord said unto Joshua, see, I have given into thine hand Jericho, and the king thereof, and the mighty men of valor. And you shall compass the city, all you men of war, and go around about the city once. Thus shalt thou do six days. And seven priests shall bear before the ark seven trumpets of ram's horns. And the seventh day you shall compass the city seven times, and the priests shall blow with the trumpets. And it shall come to pass that when they make a long blast with a ram's horn, and when ye hear the sound, or another word would be thunder of the trumpets, all the people shall shout with a great shout. Here's another meaning from the Hebrew language that I found from the Strong's Concordance. They shall split the ears with a sound of joyful shout, of a joyful shout. They shall split the ears with a sound of a joyful shout. And that the wall of the city shall fall down flat, and the people shall ascend upon every man straight before him. So the first thing we find in chapter 6, watch this, is God telling Joshua that he has already given him the city of Jericho. And then we look at verse 20 of Joshua chapter 6. So the people shouted with the priest when the priest blew with the trumpet. And it came to pass when the people heard the sound of the trumpet and the people shouted with a great shout that the wall fell down flat so that the people went up into the city and every man straight before him and they took the city. I'd like for us to focus on this part of the scripture. And the people shouted with a great shout that the wall fell down flat. So that the people went up into the city. Brother Charlie, they came out of the desert. And here Jericho is huge. Big walls. Almost like a castle. And the Lord gave it to them. We see then the people rush straight then into the city and took it. So then it's at this point that God has told Joshua two things. Number one, I have given you the city. And number two, God gave them the strategy to take the city. God did not say he was going to give them the city. He did not say he was getting ready to give him the city. But God was calling those things, watch this, that be not as though they were. He plainly proclaimed that he had already given him the city of Jericho. Now the facts were, in the natural or in the circumstances that were before their eyes, watch this, they had not yet possessed the city. In the natural, the walls, which were 30 foot tall, were still standing. In the natural, their enemies, the inhabitants of the land, still possessed the city. But God was saying, Joshua, I know your enemies are still in the city. I know the walls are still standing. I know you're still outside of your promises. But I have already given you the city. Joshua, in spite of what you see, I have already given you the city. It is already done. I know you can't see it. But it's already yours, Joshua. I already spoke it. I already ordained it. Listen to me, Joshua. It's already done. For many in here today, you've been standing and you've been believing on God's word to you for your life. God has promised then to do great things through us and for us in our lives. And for our children, and for our grandchildren, for our finances, even for our own ministries, and even for our businesses, if you have a business. And some have heard it and still are believing that someday the things that God said will come to pass. I believe there are many in here who have believed, and you have something inside of you that is causing you to still stand against all situations. You believe a day is coming when you're going to see a change. And I would be willing to say, as you're hearing this word today, you are believing even that your son or your daughter or your grandchildren are going to be delivered from the lifestyle that they are in. Yes. Somebody is believing that your business is about to prosper even more. Somebody is believing that every bill that you have is going to be paid and you're going to be debt free. Let me ask you then, are there by chance any faith people in the house this morning? Yeah. Amen. Yeah. If you are a faith person hearing this message, if you are a person of faith believing God for a change in your life, or you're believing for something in particular, can you with me just take a moment and proclaim in the atmosphere the words, I believe. Amber just went all over my message today with her song. Can you proclaim to someone sitting near you and behind you those words, I believe? And then even give God a big hallelujah shout of praise. Hallelujah! How many know that it's easy to shout when things are great? It's easy to shout when all the bills are paid. But what about through the hard times? Whether it's financially or physically or relationally or emotionally, can we do then like the Apostle Paul, who standing on the bow of that ship proclaim, even in the middle of the storm, and the boat is surely going to crash. In the middle of a mess, in the middle of loneliness, in the middle of financial problems, and still shout, don't fear. Everything's going to be all right because the Lord said so. Can you still shout and proclaim those words? I believe God. No, you don't have any evidence. The doctor's report sure isn't showing it. The bank book is not showing it. But you just have this confidence way down deep that the God you serve is an on-time God. There is certainly no evidence of a miracle. But guess what? You're still standing and you're still believing. Now, if you've been saved for any length of time, have you noticed something? That when you experience a miracle, maybe of provision, or a miracle of healing, or you hear a report of a family member or friend who is delivered and saved, no one has to tell you to give a shout of praise. How many know when good things start happening, it's just automatic in most of us? I know inside of you, and I know it's for me, there comes this thing that's called praise and then a shout of joy. When God says what He does, what He says, when you receive then the things that you've been believing for, nobody has to tell you to give God a little praise. But a river of praise flows out of your innermost being. I got a call from Michelle Riley, this week, of how she was just ecstatic. She said, I just got to tell you, God healed my feet, her legs. She said, and she was just beside herself. And I happened to be right in the middle of my message, working on my message. I said, oh God, thank you, Michelle. You timed it just perfect for me. Why do you suppose that people get so excited? Because you've been living under the influence. And you're a living testimony of God's power. Every one of us could testify of God's power in our lives for different things. Now, let me say it this way. When your son gets off of drugs, or your prodigal daughter comes home, or the car parked in your driveway and is paid for, guess what? Nobody has to tell you to praise God. Now, understand, people may tell you to quiet down your praise. Why? Because it makes religious folks nervous. But again, nobody has to tell you to praise the Lord. God told Joshua, I have already given you the city. Now, if you start thinking and you start talking the way God spoke to Joshua, watch this. You will not go around saying all the time, someday I will receive it. Do you hear me this morning? If you start thinking like God told Joshua, you will not go around saying all the time, someday I will receive it. But instead, you will say, even if I don't see it, I believe it. And even though there is no manifestation, God said it. Therefore, I believe it, and I know it's already done. Joshua, you already have the city. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you start thinking like God talked to Joshua, and you hear the joyful sounds of His word coming to you, then you will start talking just like God spoke. And when you start talking like Him, according to Romans 4 and 17, you'll start calling those things that are not as though they were. As it is written, here's what he said, Paul wrote, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were. You can act like you're a millionaire. You can act like you're the richest person in your neighborhood, even though you hardly have a nickel in your pocket. Listen, circumstances won't affect you because you know what God has already declared in your life. Listen, God has already established these things in the heavenlies. And what God has established in the heavens is ready to be established on the earth in our lives. And since it is already established in the heaven and God has already said it, then guess what? We need to go ahead and believe it and put some knowing actions with our beliefs. And this is why then so many of us and so many of you can praise God in the midnight hour. That is why you can go to bed at night when you don't know where your son or your daughter is. And since I believe then that God is going to do what He said, I'm not going to wait until I get my miracle or until I see God perform the promises for me to give Him a shout of praise. But I'm just going to go ahead and shout now. God is getting ready. Listen, God is getting ready to establish some things on the earth. So I'm just going to go ahead and shout now. God already spoke it. I heard it as I read it from His word out loud. So I'm going to just shout now because I heard it. God already decreed it. So I'm going to shout now. Do I have it? Not in the natural. But God said it, and I believe it. So I'm going to go ahead and shout and give God some praise. I'm going to shout now, not next week, not next month. I'm going to shout now. I've got it, and the devil is not going to steal my praise. Amen. Tell yourself and tell your neighbor it's really okay. You can shout now. All right, here we go. Watch this. It's like a Roman candle. It's fixing to shoot here in a minute. The children of Israel did not wait until the walls fell down to shout, a shout of victory. No, when they heard the sound of the trumpet, they began to shout when the walls were still standing. And they continued to shout while those walls remained intact. And all throughout the Word of God, you find God telling His people to give Him a shout. All throughout the Bible, it declares to shout for God. Psalms 5 and 11. But let all those that put their trust in Thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy. Because Thou defendest them. Let them also that love Thy name be joyful in Thee. God gave that verse to Sister Becky early this morning. What a confirmation. Psalm 47 and 1. Oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Amen. Not of loss. Not of delay. God doesn't tell us to shout just for us to shout. No, there's a reason God tells us to shout. God does not tell us to shout so we can lose our voices. God does not tell us to shout so religious people can call us fanatics or emotional. No, there is a power in the shout of a child of God that when the sound of that shout is heard, it causes hell to tremble. Can we just get a revelation of that? I got to be careful. I didn't put any stuff on my partial. I'd hate for it to just fly out there in the middle of the floor. TMI. There's something, you can edit that, please. There's something about when a child of God opens their mouth in the middle of their hail and shouts hallelujah. You can be sitting in your recliner and all hell is breaking loose around you, and you can give a shout of hallelujah. When you get a whole group of people together and in unity, guess what? And they shout hallelujah. The Bible says one puts 1,000 to flight, Michelle. But two, Michelle and Destiny, two puts 10,000 to flight. When God's people in unity give a shout to God, listen, it penetrates the heavens and drives back the darkness, if you please, that is hindering your prayers from going to the throne. Heaven knows the sound of your shout. Would you tell somebody that beside you? Heaven knows the sound of your shout. And guess what? Hell knows the sound of your shout. Our shouts then are kind of like our fingerprints here on the earth. Now, if we could check Sister Becky's fingerprints, you would find it is Sister Becky's fingerprints. And likewise, when the angels hear Sister Becky's shout, they say, yep, that's Sister Becky's shout, all right. So let's not let it be said that God does not hear too much shouting from you. But others of you, He hears it every day. Why? Because listen, when you begin to shout, I just happen to believe it weakens the enemy. Are you hearing me this morning? When you begin to shout, I just happen to believe that it silences the enemy. I believe that it silences his roar and causes the walls of heaven or of hell to tremble. Can you just stretch your faith enough to believe that it damages the structure of hell when you shout? And that there is a power in a shout. And that when you shout, you cause the enemy to tremble. Your shout will bring down strongholds. Your shout will cause walls to crumble. Your shout will cause that thing. Watch this. Your shout will cause that thing between you and your destiny to vanish and disappear. That's why I'm led this morning to tell you that in spite of the hell that you may be going through or have been going through, let heaven hear the sound of your shout. And watch the walls come down. Watch hindrances come down. Watch barriers be broken just for you. Could we just stop right now and give a loud hallelujah shout unto God? Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Did you know some folks do not want to hear this kind of message? Some just like it quiet and boring. Guess what? The devil likes it quiet and boring too. Why do you think that is? Because it doesn't disturb his kingdom. But God's word to Joshua was, Joshua, there's going to be a reverberating power that's going to come forth from the sound of your shout. And Joshua, the walls are going to come down. Hallelujah. We've already heard about praise, but God said a shout. God said a shout. Again, we all know what shout means. Some of the definitions are to rejoice or to make a joyful noise. But if you look at the original meaning of shout in the Hebrew and the Greek, you can see the original meaning of the word from which our English words are translated from. And the original translations from the Hebrew, the word from which we get our word shout, which includes, again, rejoicing and making a joyful noise. Watch this. There happens to be a deeper meaning to this word. And it is a word that means break and to destroy. Hear me now. When we shout, we destroy the thing that is holding us back. When we shout, the walls of Jericho begin to break. Just as the walls of Jericho came down for Joshua, when we shout, I believe that there it releases a destroying anointing. When we shout, listen, we can believe and declare that our shout becomes that breaking anointing that starts breaking any and every addiction. Breaking prostitution, breaking alcoholism, breaking poverty, breaking sickness, breaking depression. And most certainly, without any doubt, we can shout and say, the Lord has given us Alvareda and beyond. We can shout to the Lord for He has smitten our enemy, the devil, from off of us. And guess what? We can shout for our children and for our grandchildren. Can you just give the Lord a shout of praise again this morning? Praise God. Hallelujah. Can you believe with me that hell is on alert and that there has been a notice to all the demons, if you please? There went an email, there went a text that says you better move away, for there's going to be some breaking going on. The enemy's neck is about to be broken. Would you believe with me then that our shout is loosening an anointing that is going to destroy the yokes and the bondages off of our lives and the lives of our children and those of our grandchildren? It's recorded for us in Joshua chapter 6 and verse 2. God said to Joshua, I have given you the city. The truth was that they had not possessed the city, but they were at the edge of the city. They were at the edge of their promise, or at the edge, we could say, of the next level of their destiny, if you please. Can I ask you this morning, how many of you know that it is not good enough to just be at the edge? How many know that being close is not good enough? You're almost there. You're just a few feet away. Some of you are almost there. Moses looked at the promised land from a mountain, but he did not get to enter in. The children of Israel were at the edge of their promise, almost at the next level of their destiny. And God said to them, I have given you the city. And there's only one problem. How many know that usually when you have a promise, you have a problem? Amen. When you have a promise, there's always going to be a problem. But the good news is, I know the problem solver. Amen. Anybody know the problem solver? His name is Jesus. So God says the city is yours already. He didn't say it's going to be, but He said it's yours. I've given you the city. So we see that they have the promise, but there's one problem. There's a wall in between them and their promise. You could even say that they're between their destiny, them and their destiny, or between them and their next level. In fact, it just wasn't a wall. Historians tell us there were two walls around Jericho, and both of them were 30 feet high. Can you imagine how high a 30-foot wall is? And one of these walls, they say the inner one, was not only 30 foot high, but it was also between 11 and 12 foot wide. Horses could ride on it as well as small chariots. And the outer wall, which was also 30 foot tall, was 6 foot wide. So for Israel to get to their promise, for Israel to lay hold on what God had promised them, they had to somehow get to the other side of those walls. Well, now how are they going to do that? Someone said, let's just climb over it. Another said, well, let's just knock a hole through it. Another said, well, let's just destroy that wall. But some said, we can't. Some said, it's too high. Some said, it's too tall. We can't. It's too thick. And guess what? Guards are guarding that wall. But we've got to get through the wall. For some here this morning, listen, the only thing keeping you from your promise, or keeping your children from their destiny, or keeping you from being debt-free or prosperous, is some kind of a wall in between you and the promise. Some may not know what that wall is, but they know something is stopping them. Some have a wall in front of them that they can't see any way to get through it. And what is so disturbing is that folks get so close. They know it's just a few feet away, and it took a long time to get where they are now. But it seems like it has taken an eternity just to get through that last 20 feet. Some folks get aggravated. Some get frustrated. Some get mad at God. Some get mad at themselves. Some get mad at their spouse. Some get mad at everything. But guess what? Everything else has nothing to do with any of their troubles. Some can't see any way to get through. And this is exactly where the children of Israel were in Joshua chapter 6. But God had a plan. God has a plan for you and for me. That plan was to make a sound through a shout. Now, could we not get really spiritual right now if God's plan was in prayer? We could easily just fall to our knees, or some of us could, automatically. I'd have to sit on the seat there. And we could pray, oh God, that's no problem. We can do that. If it was said that His plan was taking your Bible everywhere you go, guess what? Some of us would get 5 or 6 Bibles and take with us everywhere we go. But no, God said, I've got a plan. And my plan is something that will confound the world. My plan is a weapon that is not natural. My plan is in a shout. The victory was in the shout and the sound then that reverberated from that shout. So God told Joshua to go around the city one time for 6 days. The 7th day, go around 7 times. We got to remember Joshua was 80 years old. On the 7th day and on the 7th time around, have the children of Israel make a long blast with the trumpet. And again, what did God say? And the walls will come down. The people shall shout a great shout when they hear that long, they let out that long blast with the ram's horn and the trumpet. And when the people start shouting, Joshua, the walls will come down flat. And guess what? Joshua did what God told him to do. And what happened? We see the walls fell down suddenly. Can you believe with me this morning that just maybe our shouts of praise would be that shout that will release a season of suddenlies in our lives? Can you really believe that? The walls fell down flat. In other words, the thing hindering them from their promise and from their destiny simply disappeared into the ground. It was there. It was a problem, and it was stopping them. But I don't see that now. You're not a problem now. You're not stopping me now. The thing that hindered them disappeared. If you study history, you will find out that the earth literally opened up and swallowed the walls. I understand that if you go to Jericho, you will see that the walls of Jericho are under the earth. They have now been excavated. They've excavated around them and opened them up so you can see them. The children of Israel did not have to climb over the remains. They didn't have to trip over all the debris. The children of Israel simply had to walk over the walls that were under their feet, 30-foot high walls, were now under their feet. Why? Because their shout made the earth open up, and all they had to do was walk into their promise. Oh, I hope you're getting this today. Can you believe with me this morning that your shout and the sound that comes forth will bring those walls down? And not only our lives, but the lives of our children and the lives of our grandchildren, that when those walls come down, that their eyes, their spiritual eyes, will be open to the truth of God's word over them. Hallelujah. For Joshua, the walls fell down flat and they took the city. Can you believe with me that whatever wall has been standing before us on an individual basis can be brought down? I can. And not just brought down, but see the earth open up and swallow it so we won't have to fight that battle anymore. Amen. Oh my gosh. Wouldn't it be wonderful not to fight that particular battle anymore in our lives? What's on the other side then? What's on the other side of the wall in your life? Is it your destiny? Is it your marriage? Someone's children set free from drugs? Set free from the wrong lifestyle? Is it your freedom from debt or somebody's even new anointing? Is it everything that God has promised you? Is that on the other side? It might just be that you have started to get weary. Maybe you've been praying and still loving God, holding on with a little hope for the wall to come down to see those things that you have believed for. Here then is what I believe is a word that we can all take to heart from this message this morning. Don't stop praying, first of all. Why? Because your prayers can bring down the walls. But your shout of praise, and your shout of joy, guess what it's going to do? It will accelerate the bringing down of the wall. I can add a shout to my prayers. Can you do that? What are we waiting for then? Can you lay hands on your pocketbook and shout hallelujah and for God to bring the increase? Can you go by your refrigerator and shout hallelujah and believe it's full? I've read story after story, especially of that single mom with all of her children, didn't have any groceries. She'd go by that refrigerator every day. Thank you, Lord, for a full refrigerator. I thank you, Lord, it's going to be full. I thank you because it is full. Within 24 hours, knock on the door. Her whole porch was full of bags after bags after bags of groceries. God heard her shout. God heard her prayers. Hallelujah. Can you shout out and believe for the damage to the walls of hell itself? Can we shout for God has given us the city of Alvarado and beyond? Yes, we can. The devil says the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence. And the violent does what? To take it by force. I venture to say this morning that the force is our shout. The force is our shout. As we end today, then, can we give out a shout of hallelujah to the Lord? Again, Psalm 89:15. Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. Let's leave today with an assurance that you know the joyful sound. And guess what? It is a sound of victory and not defeat for your life. Let's all stand together. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes, give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can you shout hallelujah this morning? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Would you find somebody next to you? Just take hold of their hand. Hallelujah. Find the closest person next to you. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you today. I thank you for your word. I thank you, Lord, what you have done for us up to this point. But Lord, I thank you, Lord, that we're going to step into something new. Lord, we're believing that from this moment on, Lord, that we're going to see an increase of suddenlies, that this is our season of suddenlies in our life, Lord. And Lord, as we take hold of this word today, and Lord, we thank you, and Lord, that we're believing and that we're going to declare it from the housetop. We're going to proclaim that shout of victory over our lives and over the lives of our children and our grandchildren. They may not hear it, but you will hear it, Lord, and you know our hearts, God. I thank you, God, that we're going to declare your work in our lives, your work of victory in our lives and over our families, God. I thank you today for the sound of the shout that is coming forth from our lips, God. I thank you that the walls are coming down that's been holding us back from fulfilling what you want to do in our lives. Lord, I thank you. Some of those walls might be finance. Some of those walls might be health. But Lord, I thank you now that there's power in the shout. Your word says so. We've seen it in your word, and your word does not lie. So Lord, as we stand here together, holding hands together in an agreement, I thank you, Lord, that we're going to see not only 1,000 to flight, that we're going to see 10,000 fly apart, God, and leave. We thank you today. We thank you for victories today. We thank you for health today. We thank you for miracles in every area of our lives today, Lord. I thank you for this church. I thank you that you brought us together for this hour to accomplish what you want to do in our lives. Lord, we want to be available. Lord, we want to walk in obedience. We want to believe you and take you at your word. Lord, everything that you say we want to do, we want to see it fulfilled in our lives. I thank you today. I speak blessings over this people today. All those under the sound of my voice, God, I speak multiplied blessings. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. As you greet one another today,